If you register to vote and you're required to provide citizenship documents, but you don't turn them in, then you don't meet the rules for voting in a Kansas election. But you do meet the rules for voting in a federal election. The Lawrence Journal World reported this week that Kobach says Kansas could eventually have two classes of voters, people who could only vote in federal elections and people who could vote in both federal and state elections. Critics are concerned a two-tier system would create new problems as the state is already struggling to implement the current law. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.